The increase in money for high-speed rail is reportedly part of a deal between President Obama and Senate Leader Harry Reid. Reid wants fast rail service to Las Vegas. Rick Harnish of the Midwest High-Speed Rail Association says he almost doesn't want to know what occurred in Washington.
Well, you know, there's a lot of rumors, so we don't really know for sure what happened, but it's really exciting that it did happen.
Harnish says it's now up to the public to keep the pressure on Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle and other Midwest governors to push for the money. Doyle has said he wants to first extend passenger rail service to Madison and perhaps Green Bay, as well as add more trains between Milwaukee and Chicago. Harnish says the additional Chicago-Milwaukee trips are key.
Because it continues to build the ridership base, and because once you get to Milwaukee, these trains are going to need to split off, some up to Green Bay, some over to Madison, and so you need as many running in between Chicago and Milwaukee as possible.
Harnish says eventually high-speed rail would go across Wisconsin to the Twin Cities. At the Milwaukee Amtrak station, people lined up to get on a train to Chicago, and many said they wouldn't mind a faster ride. But a Southern Illinois college student named Derek says he wouldn't want to pay a lot for it.
That would suck, because I'm a student, so it's already hard enough for me as it is, you know? So yeah, if they raise the price, then I wouldn't like that.
A challenge for high-speed rail would be to keep it affordable compared to taking a bus, car, or plane. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.